Today's daf is Shabbos daf Chof Beis. We are 13 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis. Mai Chanukah de Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, and as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Avram Yekusiel Ben Gittel. Today's daf is also being learned Leilui Nishmas Gittel Bas Rabbaruch. So we're moving along here in the second Chanukah daf in Perek Bameh Madlikin, and the topic of today's daf is very much Chanukah. Says the Gemara, my Chanukah. What exactly is the background? What's the rest of the story? Why is it that we have a Yontif Chanukah? The Tanu Rabbanon Bechofi Bekislev Yoimei the Chanukah. Our rabbis taught in a braisa that the 25th day of Kislev is the first day of Chanukah. How many days is Chanukah? Tmanya Inon, 8 days. What's significant about these 8 days? The Loyla Mispat behind. One is not allowed to make a hesped during those 8 days. The Loyla Sanis behind. Additionally, one is not allowed to fast on those 8 days. Because when the Yevanim entered the Heichal Tikmu Kol Hashmanim, they made all the oils in the Beis HaMikdash Tamei Shebe Heichal. And when the Chashmeinom defeated the Yevanim, they wanted to light the menorah. They needed oil to light the menorah. And all they were able to find was one jug of oil that had the seal of the Kohen Gadol. The significance of that was that they understood that that was a sign. It was a simana milsa that the Yevanim had never touched this Pach of Shemen, and as a result, it was Tahar. The problem is, there was only enough oil to light for one day. Nasa by Nas, a miracle happened. Even though there was only enough oil to light for one night, but it lit for 8 nights. L'shana Acheres, the following year, the Chachamim realized that something special had happened, and they decided, Kavum va'asum yamim toivim b'halalu b'hoida. They decided to make these days special days, and they instituted these days as days of halal and of days of hoida. Meaning you should say halal during these 8 days. Additionally, you should say hoida. Now, we always say hoida. We say moedim every day during Shmoneh Esrei, but we should insert the special tefillah of Ala Nisim together with moedim. They should be days of halal and days of hoida. So my Chanukah, why do we have the Yontif of Chanukah? So this is the very abbreviated braisa that the Gemara brings here in Masechta Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Incidentally, the source of this braisa is really Megillas Tainus. So we spoke about Megillas Tainus when we began the sugya of the Yud Ches Dvarim. The author of the Megillas Tainus was Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Garoin. One of his important contributions to Jewish literature was the Megillas Tainus. This braisa that the Gemara mentions is an exact excerpt of Megillas Tainus. It's mentioned over there as one of the days, the Loyla Mispat Bahoin, the Loyla Sanois Bahoin. In fact, Megillas Tainus was a scroll that had many dates in it. The only one of those dates that survived, meaning the only one of those dates that we observe Adaye Mazes, Chanukah, we'll get back to that a little bit later. But for now, says the Gemara Tanan Hasim, we'll learn to the Mishnah, a Mishnah in Mesechtis Bava Kama, a Mishnah in Perek HaKoynes. Gates HaYoytze Mitachas HaPatlish. There was somebody that was hacking with a hammer, a blacksmith, and a spark came out from underneath. V'yotza v'hizik chayiv. The halacha is, this blacksmith is chayiv. He has a din of an Adam HaMazik. Gamal Shotam Pishton, a similar halacha, if somebody had a camel, the camel was carrying flax. V'oiver B'shus HaRabim. It was passing through B'shus HaRabim. V'nichas HaPishton L'teich HaChanu. So the Pishton that was on the camel entered a store. V'dol and it caught fire, meaning there was a store owner that had a ner that was lit. This yid has a camel, it's carrying flax, it's walking through the Rishus HaRabim. The flax that was on the camel entered the store of the Bala Chenveni. It caught fire with the ner that was in the chenveni, the hidlik esabira. So the question is, who's chayiv? It was the bala chenveni's ner, but the pishton was on the gomel. So is it the bala gomel that's chayiv, or is the chenveni chayiv? So the Mishnah says bala gomel chayiv. The bala gomel is going to be chayiv because his pishton entered the store. So being that the Pishtun entered the store, he's the one that's going to be responsible. If, however, the Chenveni would leave his Ner outside, then the Aloch is Chenveni Chayiv, because then the Gomel was just minding its own business, walking to Rishus HaRabim, which it has a right to do. It had Pishtun on it. It didn't enter the store. The fire was outside. So in that case, the owner of the Ner, who's the Chenveni, he's the one that's going to be Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'ner Chanukah Potter. If this Ner that the Chenveni had outside was in just an ordinary Ner, but rather was Ner Chanukah, so in that instance, the Chenveni is going to be Potter, and the Bal HaGomel is going to be Chayiv. And the reason is because then what the Chenveni did was not irresponsible. Usually to have a Ner outside is considered somewhat irresponsible. And in this instance, it's not irresponsible. So it's for that reason it is going to be Potter. Rabina said that from this Mishnah in Perek HaKoines, he can deduce something interesting. And that is Zoysoi Meres Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Lahanicha B'toy Chasar. That there's a mitzvah to keep the Ner Chanukah within 10 Tfachim from the ground. Why? Because these are Gdayat Chamayil Ma'asaro. Because if you're going to tell me there is no mitzvah necessarily to leave it l'mata me'asar, I mean, if you want it to be higher, you can make it higher. Then why is it okay for the Bal HaChenveni to just leave his fire out, leave his menorah out on Chanukah in a place where the Gomel's Pishtun can catch on to it? So you're going to tell me that he's not irresponsible because it's Chanukah. He's doing what the Chachamim mandated him to do. But no, it's not necessarily the case. Why shouldn't he have been cognizant and mindful of the fact that there are camels, there are animals, there are people that walk through the Rishus HaRabim, so make it a little bit higher. So Ravina said, probably you see from here that the right way to place the Ner Chanukah is within 10 Tfachim. And being that that's the right way to do it, so again, he was just following what the rabbis told him to do. Because if there's no mitzvah per se to leave a lamaita me'asar tvachim, then you would think he was still being somewhat negligent. Says the Gemara, v'dilma kubi, there's no raya, because im mitzvah chalei tuva, asilim nuyemi mitzvah. Maybe, really, the mitzvah isn't to keep it lamata me'asar tvachim, but at the same time, you can't tell a person that he has to keep it l'mayla me'asar tvachim, even though you have a good reason to do it. What's the reason? If you're going to keep, you light outside. So if you light outside, you may cause potential damage, as in the case of this Mishnah. But at the same time, you don't want to be matriach a person too much, because if you're over matriach a person, then it's very possible that the person's going to end up not doing what he's supposed to do. Now, one interesting comment, and that is that we've mentioned many times that the story of Chanukah is not mentioned anywhere in the Mishnah. We just mentioned the Braisa, my Chanukah, the Tana Rabbanan, and we said the source of this Braisa is a Megillas Tainis. And the truth is, even though there's a Masechtas Megillah that talks all about the story of Purim, and you have Rosh Hashanah that talks about Rosh Hashanah, and Yuma that talks about Yom Kippur, and Sukkah that talks about Sukkahs, and you have Masechtas Bei and Chagiga that talk about Yontif in general, you have Masechtas Psachim that talks about Pesach, Maid Katan even that talks about Chol HaMoed. For some reason, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi chose not to build a Masechta around Chanukah, even though there's so many sugyas that you can really work a masachta around. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi chose not to. And there's different reasons and theories. We spoke a little bit about it last week. The Inkan Mikoymoy Laharech. But at the same time, Chanukah is mentioned in Mishnah. So the term Chanukah and the fact that there was a yontif that the Jews celebrated called Chanukah is something that's mentioned in Mishnah. Yes, the Mishnah that we just learned is one of them. Again, we were discussing our Bava Kama case. It's a Mishnah in Perek HaKoines, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, B'ner Chanukah Pater. So the story of Chanukah, Hilchas Chanukah, is not mentioned in a Mishnah, but the term Chanukah certainly is, as we just mentioned right now. Omar Rav Kahana, Dorish Rav Nosam Armanyumi Mishmeid Rav Tanchum, Ner Shal Chanukah, Shenicha L'mayla Michof Am Obsula. So we just had a Gemara that spoke about whether or not there's an ideal Likat Chila to put the Ner Chanukah so low that it should be within 10 Tfachim of the ground. So says the Gemara that Rav Tanchum said that Ner Chanukah, Shenich L'mayla Michof Am Obsula, that if you put it more than 20 Amos off the ground, it's going to be possible. Kisukah, just like a sukkah, shila maila miyaser mama, which is basal. That's the first mission of Masech the sukkah. Ukamavoy, and just like a mavoy, where you put the lechi or the koira, the maila miyaser mama, the first mission of Masech is erevin. That's going to be basal as well. So you have three areas in halacha where something's put the maila miyaser mama. The halacha is it's basal. Ner Chanukah, you have sukkah, you have mavoy. So why is it that Ner Chanukah, the maila miyaser mama, is basal? So Rashi says the leisholta be'ena, because more than 20 amis, a person usually, if you're walking out in the street, you may look up, but you're not going to look that far up. And as a result, leka persume nisa. You're not going to accomplish what the Ner Chanukah stands to accomplish. And the truth is, this idea that the purpose of the Ner Chanukah is persume nisa really underpins much of Hilchas Chanukah. It's the reason you light the menorah outside. It's the reason that in yesterday's daf we saw that what's the zman of Chanukah? It's mishetishka chama achetichle regel manashok. You could only light Chanukah up until the time that people are still outside. Because the whole idea of lighting the menorah is to be mefarsim the nes. So if you're going to light the menorah in a way where people aren't going to notice it, so that's ikar chaser of what the purpose, what the motive of the Ner Chanukah is. And it's for that reason, if it's lemaylo me'aser mam, it's going to be possible. I'm Rav Kahano. Darshav Nasim Bar Menuhin Shmei Rav Tanchum. Another thing that Rav Kahano said, that Rav Nasim Bar Menuhin said, in the name of Rav Tanchum, Aydichsiv ha'boy reik ein boy mayim. So the context is completely unrelated to Chanukah, or so it would seem anyways. It's discussing Mechiras Yosef. So the brothers took Yosef and they threw him into a pit, and the Torah describes the pit. The pit was empty, ein boy mayim. And Reb Tanchum was bothering. Mashma shenem of aboy reik, inu yedeh she'ein boy mayim, alaman tamalim ein boy mayim. Why did he have to single out and specify that there was no water to teach us mayim ein boy, avon nechoshev akrabim yeshba? Even though there was no water, but there were snakes, there were akrabim, he had thrown the brothers did Yosef into a very, very dangerous pit. Now, what's the juxtaposition? Why is this mentioned right here? So in the end of Masechtas Brachos, in the beginning of Perek Haroya, we spoke at a Dover Nifla, B'Shem Rameir Simcha, Nemesha Chachma, right there in Parshas Vayeshev, Ayin Shom, Amar Rabba. Rabba said, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Lanicha, B'Tefach HaSmucha L'Pesach. So we're supposed to put your Ner Chanukah. So we saw maybe L'Katchila within 10 Tvachim from the ground. It can't be more than 20 Amis, just like a Mavoy and just like a Sukkah. How about relative to your house, where is it supposed to be? So said Rabba, it's supposed to be B'tefach hasmucha lepesach. It should be within one tefach of your front door. The heichem manachle. We're more specific. Rav Acha bray the Rava amar miyamin. It should be on your right side. Rav Shmuel midifti amar mismal. Rav Shmuel midifti said no. It should be on the left side. As you're walking in, it should be to your left. The hilchasam mismal. The halach is it should be on the left side. Why? Today should hey ner chanukah mismal umizuzah miyamin. The mezuzah is always on the right side. So if you have the mezuzah on the right and you have the ner chanukah on the smile, you're gonna be surrounded by mitzvahs, and there's an idea of surrounding yourself with mitzvah to be sandwiched between the Ner Chanukah and the mezuzah, and that's why the Ner Chanukah is on the left side. Every Gemara that we're going through now is big, is huge, is classic, but it is what it is. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. Also, Lahartzis Mois, Kenegan Ner Chanukah. It's also for a person to count money, Kenegan Ner Chanukah. Now, at first glance, this comment that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Asi sounds eerily similar to a sugya that we learned together yesterday. And that is, mutter lehishtamish la'ira or asur lehishtamish la'ira. The Gemara was talking about the neiros of Chanukah, and the Gemara had a discussion, is one allowed to personally benefit from the neiros Chanukah or not? L'may nafkamina, it was Negeya, the first Mishnah in Perek, B'mem Madlikim. P'silois u'shmonim, sha'amru chachamim, e'm Madlikim behem b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to be Madlik with them on Chanukah, or are you not? And the Gemara broke the discussion down into two components. Number one, if Chanukah falls out on a weekday. Number two, when Chanukah is Erev Shabbos Kodesh. There's a difference between a weeknight of Chanukah and an Erev Shabbos Chanukah. As it relates to the weeknight, it's Tali and Kafsa Zakaglah, Kafsa Ein Zakaglah. As it relates to Friday night, it was Tali and Mutal Ishtamish Leira, Asur Ishtamish Leira. In short, if you hold Mutal Ishtamish Leira, so then it would be Asur to be Mishtamish with the Psilos Ushmanim, Sha'amru Chachamim, Ein Madlikim Behem the Shabbos, because the same concern that you have on Shabbos, Gzeira Shemayata, you have with the Ner Chanukah, Gzeira Shemayata. But if Asul Ishtamish Loira, then you have nothing to worry about. So that was a discussion in the Gemara. We had several shitas, Mutal Ishtamish Loira or Asul Ishtamish Loira. Now we have a very similar discussion. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Asi, you're not allowed to count money next to Ner Chanukah. Okay, doesn't that sound like the same Shaila? Asul Ishtamish Loira. But the Rishonim will say that it's clear from the Gemara that the Sugya and Daf Chavalev, Mutal Ishtamish Loira, Asul Ishtamish Loira, and Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Asul Lahartzis Mois, Keneged Ner Chanukah is not the same Sugya. So what's the difference between the two Sugyas? Ayin Berosh, Ayin Berishonim. So, but either way, what was the Halacha? Asul Lahartzis Mois, you're not allowed to count money, Keneged Ner Chanukah. When this Halacha was said to Shmuel, Amali, so Yehuda said, Shmuel told me, V'chinerke, kedusha yeshba? He was very taken aback. He says, I don't understand. A ner has kedusha? Ner Chanukah? What kedusha does it have? What's the big deal? Now you tell a yid v'chi ner kedusha yeshba, he'll be very, very taken aback by such a comment. There's nothing holier than the ner is Chanukah. But this is what Shmuel's reaction was to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda told Shmuel halacha that you have to be very sensitive with what you use the neris of Chanukah for. You can't just count money, use it for your own personal needs. And Shmuel couldn't believe it. He said, V'chiner kedusha yeshba, right? The Bnei Yisoschar talks about, he brings it from the Rekeach, he brings from Rishonim, that the candles that we light on Chanukah are mechuvin keneged the or haganos, the or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the beginning of time, and he saw that the world wasn't worthy for it, so he decided to hide it. And the Rekeach said that it's merumis because the Svarim HaKadoshim say that the or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created during the Sheshis Mei Bereshis, it lit for 36 hours, and this Lamed Vav Neiros that we light on Chanukah, whether you're Moisev Vahoylech or Poiches Vahoylech, but if you do Mahadrim and Amahadrim per individual, what you end up is 8 plus 7 plus 6 plus 5 plus 4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1, you can end up with 36. It's Lamed Vav Keneged Lamed Vav. So on some level, the Lamed Vav Neiros of Chanukah are somewhat symbolic of the Eir Haganos. On a more simple pshat, we light the menorah Zecher to the menorah that was lit in the Beis HaMikdash. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was subject to laws of Me'ilah, was an Avodah, was in the Hechel, the Kohen Gadol was the one that lit the menorah. So of course it's related to Kedusha. Stating that, Shmuel said, I don't understand. V'chiner Kedusha yeshba maskel for Rabbi Yosef. But Rabbi Yosef said that, I don't understand. Let's say the ner doesn't have Kedusha. Let's say there's no inherent Kedusha. It's not like a pair of tefillin. It's not a Sefer Torah. But at the same time, it doesn't mean you could do whatever you want with it. V'chidam Kedusha yeshba. Because for example, does the dam of a chaya, the dam of an oif, have any Kedusha? The Tanya. And yet, we learn in a braisa, the pasuk says, v'shafach es domoy v'chiso ba'ofer. It's talking about the mitzvah of kisav adam. If somebody shechts a chai, if somebody shechts an oif, there's a special mitzvah in the Torah that you're supposed to cover the dam. There's no mitzvah kisav adam by a behema. You only have it by a chai, you have it by an oif. And the pasuk says, v'shafach es domoy, and immediately it says, v'chiso. The word is actually v'chisohu, and we learn from there b'meshe shafach yichasa that you're supposed to be mechasa the dam the same way that you pour the dam, meaning the same way you did the shechita, which was with your hand. That's the way you're supposed to do kisei dam. Kisei dam has to be done with your hand. In other words, shelo yichasenu beregel. You can't just kick the dirt on top of it. You can't do it with your foot. And the reason is shelo yehu mitzvah bezuyazala, because it's not bakovedik for a mitzvah. So hachanami, so Rabbi Yosef said shelo yehu mitzvah bezuyazala. So just because the ner doesn't have any intrinsic kedusha, but at the same time doesn't necessarily mean you could do whatever you want with the Ner Chanukah. If you have to be sensitive when you're mekayim the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, it certainly would reason that one should be sensitive when he's lighting the menorah, and he shouldn't use the menorah just to merely count money next to it. So on that note, the Gemara continues this discussion. Somebody let her have personal benefit from Noi Sukkah, called Shiva, during the 7 days of Sukkah. So Rabbi Shuvan Levi told those that asked him, Aray Amru, I have a raya, because the Amiram said, also Laharzo Ismois, can I get Ner Chanukah? So just like you're not supposed to have any personal benefit from the Ner Chanukah, so too it makes sense that you shouldn't benefit from Noi Sukkah. So if you have an apple that's hanging from your srach, and during Sukkot you decided you want to eat the apple, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said it's not okay. You know, we knew that he learned it from Ner Chanukah. Over Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, Mari Davram, Rashi says, Loshin Temiyahu. He said, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Toli Tanya, but the Lai Tanya. I don't understand. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was asked the question, could you benefit from Noi Sukkah? So he said, I have a raya from Chanukah. Said Rabbi Yosef, this is literally El Yoinim Tachtoinim V'Tachtoinim El Yoinim, which is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's son told Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi he saw when he had his outer life experience, right? Imam is going fakert over here. Sukkah Tanya, Chanukah Loi Tanya. If anything, Sukkah is a Mefurish Abraisa. Chanukah is not a Mefurish Abraisa. What's this Braisa? By Sukkah Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. Sukkah Kil Kil Chasa. Somebody made Prakhras Chach, the Itra, and then he made Noi Sukkah. So what was his Noi Sukkah? Bikramim, Ubisadinim Hamid Suyarim. He had these curtains and different tishtachs, vitala ba'agoyzim, or he had nuts, afarsik, and shkedim, rimoinim, parchili anothim, atri shal shibolim, yenish shal shmanim, vesaltos. It looked like the bulb of a sukkah. He has everything hanging from his schach. So the halach is also stopping, man. You're not allowed to benefit from it on sukkahs. Admitzo yontav achin shachag, until after sukkahs. Vim hisna leim. If you made it tonight, I call a few tonight. So what do you see? It's a mefurish of braisa that you're not allowed to benefit from noy sukkah. What was the makar? Also lahartzois mois can Ner Chanukah. Rabbi Yehuda said it in the name of Ravasi. Some have the Girsa Rav. But the Pashat Girsa, it's Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ravasi. It comes from the Amirah. So if anything, Chanukah is from the Amirahim. Sukkah is from the Tanot. So they asked Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the question was asked about Sukkah, and he brought a Raya to Sukkis from Chanukah. It's just the opposite. The Makar should be Sukkis to Chanukah, not Chanukah to Sukkis. So that's what Rabbi Yosef said. Mori Davram, Toli Tanya b'deloi Tanya. Sukkah Tanya, Chanukah loi Tanya. So the Gemara says, Alam Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said that, I'm not sure I understand Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's approach. I agree with the halacha though. The halacha is you're not allowed to benefit from Noi Sukkah. The halacha is that you're not allowed to count money next to Ner Chanukah. And you want to know what the Makar is? The Makar is not Sukkis, even though it's a Braisa. The Makar is certainly not Chanukah. That only comes from the Amiram, but rather Avuin de Kulu. The makar to all of this is dam. It's the halacha of kisei adam. It's that halacha that we saw earlier, which was Rabbi Yosef's kasha. V'shofach v'kisa, b'masha shofach yichasa. We learn from there, shelo yichasenu beregel. So just like you have to be sensitive with how you do the mitzvah of kisei adam, you can't cover the dam with your foot, so too asr lehartzis mois keneged ner Chanukah, and so too the halacha is asr lehistapik minoye sukkah kol shivas. Again, continuing me inyan le inyan, but oisoy inyan. Itma Rav Amar Rav said, emad likin miner le ner. If someone has ner Chanukah and you want to light another candle on Chanukah, so you're not allowed to take from one ner to the other ner. You can't be madlik miner le ner. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, madlikin, you are allowed to be madlik miner le ner. Rav Amar Rav said, ematirim tzitzis mi beged le beged. If you have a worn out beged that has tzitzis on it, and you have a new beged that needs tzitzis, you're not allowed to remove the tzitzis from the worn out beged to put it on the newer beged. The Shmuel Amar Shmuel again argued, and again Shmuel was mekel. He said, matirim mi beged le beged. Rav Amar Rav said, in aloch Rav Shimon begreira. We don't pass like Rav Shimon regarding the aloch of greira. That's Rav Shimon's aloch of dover she'en mischavin, as we'll see in a moment. V'shmuel Amar Shmuel said, aloch Rav Shimon begreira. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, kol mili demar ovid kara. So whenever Abaya referred to mar, who did he mean? He meant his Rebbe Rabba. So Abaya's Rabbi Muvok was Rabba. Rabba wasn't only Abaya's Rabba Muvok. Rabba also raised Abaya. Abaya never saw his parents. Abaya's Rosh HaTevis, Asher Becha Yerucham Yosef. And he was raised by his Rebbe Rabba Bar Nachmeni, also known as Rabba. So Abaya said that I'll tell you a Maisa Rav or a Maisa Rabba. I saw by my Rebbe, anytime there was a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, he used to always follow Rav. Lebar mehani klas to Ovid Kishmuel. But these were three exceptions. There were three times that he followed Shmuel. What were the three times? So the Gemara Chaz is over. Madlik mi ner l'ner, you'll let it be madlik ner Chanukah from one ner to another ner. Umatir mi beged l'beged, you'll let it remove tzitzis from one beged to put it onto another beged. V'alochak Rav Shimon begreira, and the halacha is like Rav Shimon begreira. Says the Gemara, the Tanya, what does it mean halachak Rav Shimon begreira? Rav Shimon oimer, goyer odom mito kisav safsal. A person's allowed to schlep a bed or a chair or a bench on the ground. Ubevachli is chavin lasis charetz. Meaning, if you're going to schlep a chair on the ground, there's a good chance it's going to make a ditch, a little hole in the ground. Making a hole in the ground on Shabbos involves malacha. You're not allowed to be chayfer guma on Shabbos. What malacha? So it could be it's chayfer, it's a toiled of plowing. It could be it's baina, you're creating something. You're creating a ditch. Regardless, if you have kavana to do it, it's one of the lamates malachas. It's a malacha de raisa, skila, karis, chatas, the whole nine yards. We're discussing someone who doesn't have in mind to be chayfer guma. All he's doing is he's schlepping something on the ground that may or may not cause a ditch in the ground. Now, if it's inevitable that it's going to cause a ditch in the ground, that would be aser. That's what's known as a psik resha, moide rab shimon, but psik resha v'layamas. That would be aser. But again, it's a situation where a malacha may happen, it may not happen. He certainly has no intention for it to happen. It's not a psegresha. The halacha is machloikis, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, whether a dovah she'ena mischavin is mutter lekatchila on Shabbos, or a dovah she'ena mischavin is aser, albeit nidirabonon on Shabbos. Reb Shimon shita is goyrer odom mito kisa v'safsal, which means that it's mutter lekatchila, and said Abaya, that even though my Rebbe Rabba used to always follow Rav, when it came to a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, but this was one of the cases where he went like Shmuel, where Shmuel held that halacha is like Rav Shimon begreira, and Rabba, my Rebbe, said Abaya used to paskin like Rav Shimon as it relates to greira. Regardless, so we have three machlokes between Rav and Shmuel.
Rav held ein madlika miner lener regarding Ner Chanukah, which is what we're talking about. Shmuel said madlika miner lener. Rav said ein matirin tzitzis mibegel abeged. Shmuel said matirin mibegel abeged. Rav said ein alochik Rav Shimon begreira that David Shem is chavin is aser. Shmuel said alochik Rav Shimon begreira that David Shem is chavin is mutter. Even though Abaye said that Rabba used to always go like Rav. And by the way, whenever there's a machloikas between Rav and Shmuel as it relates to Klali Apsak, so if it's dinei malminus, you always follow Shmuel. But if it's isser veheter, you always follow Rav. These are all three examples of Issa v'Heter, Hilchas Chanukah, Hilchas Tzitzis, Hilchas Shabbos. These are questions of Issa v'Heter. We're not learning Bava Kama questions here. This is all a Shaila of Issa v'Heter. So the halacha really should be like Rav, but in all three cases, the halacha was like Shmuel. Zok to Gemara. Yosef Ahumer Rabbanon, Kamed Rav Adam Barahava. So there was a Chacham that was sitting in front of Rav Adam Barahava. Yosef Ikamar, and he said as follows, Taima de Rav, Nishon Bizu Mitzvah. Going to the first of the three machloikas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds in Madlika Miner Lener, and Shmuel says, Madlikin miner lener. So this Chacham told Rav Adam Barahava, do you want to know why Rav holds Ein Madlikin miner lener? Because he holds it's a bizui mitzvah. It's a bizoyin to the Ner Chanukah to use the Ner Chanukah as a Shamas, to use it to light something else. Amaluz, Rav Adam Barahava said, Loi titzaisule. He told the other Chachamim that was sitting in the presence of what this Chacham said, and he said, don't listen to him. That's not the reason. Time of the Rav. The reason Rav said, Ein Madlika Miner Lener, is Mishum de Kamakhish Mitzvah. It's not because of Bizu Mitzvah, but rather it looks like you're weakening the Mitzvah. Now, in reality, if you take fire from a fire, you don't weaken the fire. But the optics aren't good. It's mechsi. It looks a little bit like that's what you're doing. Rashi says, the mechsi command the shokul nohoiru, v'shoyev k'tas milach luchas shamlai. And even though that's not really what's happening, but that's what it looks like is happening. And as a result, it's going to be a problem. In other words, this Chacham told Rav Adam Barahava that time of the Rav is Bizui Mitzvah, and Rav Adam Barahava took umbrage to that. He said, absolutely not. That's not the reason. He told the Chevra, don't listen to what this Chacham is saying. He got it wrong. That's not Pshat and Rav. Pshat and Rav is because it looks like you're weakening the Mitzvah. Now, clearly, there must be some nafkamina between these two taimim, because otherwise, why would the Chacham getting so excited? So says the Gemara, my benayu. What's the difference? Ike benayu, the nafkamina would be, the kamadlik mishraga lishraga. What would be if the way you were madlik miner lener was you took the candle that's going to be on your menorah and you put it directly into the fire. Meaning the classic example of madlikin lener lener would be through an intermediary. So you have a shamas, you would take your shamas, you would take fire from a menorah that was already lit or one of the neiros on your menorah, and you would now transfer the fire through the Shabbos to the new Ner that you wanted a light. That for sure Rav holds is not okay. What would be, however, if you were madlik directly? Mishraga l'shraga. So the Gemara says that would be the nafkamina between these two taimim, and that's where Rav Adam Barahava made it very clear that that Chacham got time of the Rav wrong. Because madam, mishum bizu mitzvah, the reason mishum bizu mitzvah, mishraga l'shraga madlik, then I think this would be okay. Because mishraga l'shraga is not a bizu mitzvah. To use a ner that's not being used, l'dvar mitzvah, to light a fire from a ner shel mitzvah, that's a bizu mitzvah. And even though your intention is to now go and light the menorah with it, it doesn't matter. That would be bizu mitzvah. If, however, the candle that you're using to take fire from the Ner is the candle that will gufa be the Ner Chanukah. So then the Gemara argues it shouldn't be a Bizu Mitzvah. But Manda Amar Mishum a Kushe Mitzvah. But if the reason is a Kushe Mitzvah, which is Rabbi Adam Barahava said, then Mishraga L'Shraga Nami Yasser, then it'd be Yasser even if you go directly Miner L'Ner. That's where Rabbi Adam Barahava felt that he had to make his point and say that this Chacham got it wrong, because according to this Chacham, it would be mashma that according to Rav who holds Ein Madlika Miner L'Ner, it's mutter mishraga l'shraga if you go directly. Rav Adam Barahava held it's not okay because time of the Rav is not mishum bizui mitzvah, it's mishum ekhushe mitzvah. And if it's mishum ekhushe mitzvah, it doesn't matter if you're going through this intermediary candle or if you're going directly mishraga l'shraga. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rav Avyo asked Akasha, and this is Akasha on the first pshat in Rav. Sela shel Maisa Sheni. If somebody has a Sela of Maisa Sheni, now Maisa Sheni is a peri. So how do you have a Sela shel Maisa Sheni? So the short answer is because you can be paid the Maisa Sheni. Person has the ability to transfer the Kedusha from his peri's Maisa Sheni onto money. So that's what happened. Someone transferred the Kedusha from his peri's Maisa Sheni onto money. And now he has a Sela shel Maisa Sheni. So the Mishnah says, Ein Shoiklin Kinegdo Din Rezov. You're not allowed to use that Sela now to weigh, can neged it Din raise off. If you want to measure money, you want to know how much this money weighs. So a money's value once upon a time was determined by its weight. So if you want to figure out how much money this is worth, meaning how much it weighs, so you can use the seller shel ma'isa sheni as your weight. Even if the purpose of this other money that you're using is because you want to use that other money to be mechalul ma'isa sheni, so really you're using it for a davar shebekedusha. You're not just weighing money because you're trying to figure out what your inventory is worth. No, you're doing it because you're going to use the other monies for ma'isa sheni. So you're doing it for a mitzvah. Even then, it's not okay. So the Gemara says like this: Yeah, Rav Bishloimo, keep ligi Rav Shmuel miner liner. Bishloimo, if you're going to tell me that the machloek is Rav and Shmuel was min. But bekinsa, meaning if you're using an intermediary, even Shmuel is going to hold. It's aser. So then you have no kasha for Miran Shmuel. Meaning at first glance, this braisa seems to contradict Shmuel. Because Shmuel held Madlikin Miner Liner. And here you have a braisa that seems to say, we're not talking about Ner Chanukah, we're talking about Ma'isa Sheni. But there is an idea of being sensitive to the Kedusha Ma'isa Sheni and not use money of Ma'isa Sheni to weigh other monies that may be used for Ma'isa Sheni. So it's Mois Ma'isa Sheni for Mois Ma'isa Sheni. That's the equivalent that we're drawing between that and Ner Chanukah and Ner Chanukah. Now this price is said it's Aser. We had that it's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether it's Mutter or Aser. Rav said it's Aser, Shmuel said it's Mutter. So at first glance, there seems to be a kasha on Shmuel, right? But the Gemara says, really, it's totally in how to understand Rav, whether or not there's in fact a kasha here from Shmuel. So the Gemara is asking a kasha on the first Hesber and Rav, but the way the Gemara is asking the kasha is based on the first Hesber on Rav, we have a kasha on Shmuel. Based on the second Hesber of Rav, we don't have a kasha on Shmuel. So the point of the Gemara is going to be to ask a question on the first Hesber of Rav, but the way the Gemara is asking it is because like the first Hesber of Rav, Shmuel has no way to make sense of this braisa. Like the second Hesber of Rav, Shmuel does have a way to make sense of this braisa. Again, if you hold that the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel was b'ner l'ner, avol b'kinsa, so then you could say that b'kinsa also Shmuel. That maybe if you're going through an intermediary, even Shmuel is going to hold that it's aser. If Shmuel's going to hold it's aser through an intermediary, haloi to have a tiyufta. This is not a tiyufta, because that's the case over here where this is not okay. This case of using the Ma'isa Sheni to figure out the weight of other money that may be used for Ma'isa Sheni. Right now, that money is not Ma'isa Sheni. You're going to use it later for Ma'isa Sheni. So that's similar to lighting a candle that's going to be used to light the menorah later. So it's not a kasha on Shmuel, because Shmuel never said that it's mutter through an intermediary. Shmuel only said it's mutter when it's mishraga l'shraga. But if it's not mishraga l'shraga, Shmuel holds it's aser. So the fact that you have a braisa that's aser is not a steer to Shmuel. Eliyamr bekinsa nami shari. But if you're going to tell me, like the Chacham was tining, that according to Rav, even bekinsa, it's going to be mutter. So if Rav said is halacha, even bekinsa, if that's the case, it's going to come out that Shmuel argued even mishraga l'shraga. So if Shmuel holds that in all cases, it's going to be mutter, is hot the avet tufta, then how's you learn shan in this braisa? So the Gemara says, I'm a rabbi said, Gzeir Hashem lo yichav in mishkaloi. So it could be the reason Shmuel over here holds its awesome, because it's very different than Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, if you're using the Ner Chanukah to light another Ner, whether you're going mishraga, l'shraga, you're going through an intermediary, at the end of the day, there's no reason to assume you won't fulfill what you wanted to do. And being that you're doing it with Dvar Mitzvah, Shmuel holds it's going to be mutter. Over here, there's a Gzeir Hashem lo yichav in mishkaloi. You're weighing money to figure out whether or not you can use it to be paid the Yemaisa Sheni. What if you're going to find that you can't use the money? It doesn't weigh as much as you thought it weighed, as much as you were hoping it might weigh. So there's a chance you may not end up using it. If you don't end up using it, become apical l'chulin, it's going to end up being regular l'chulin. If it's going to be regular l'chulin, you're not going to fulfill your goal. So again, the Gemara had a kasha from this braisa on Shmuel. The Gemara was toilet in the two understandings of Rav, which has an afkemid and how you understand Shita Shmuel. But without going through the cheshbon again, what the Gemara says is at the end of the day, it's not a tzushtel. Shmuel holds madlika miner l'ner, he's mekel when it comes to Chanukah. At the same time, he's machu when it comes to Ma'isa Sheni, because by Ma'isa Sheni, there's a little bit of suspense. You don't know for sure if you're going to end up being able to use it. By Ner Chanukah, you know you'll be able to use it. That's why Shmuel was mekel by Ner Chanukah. He was machu by Ma'isa Sheni. Masav Rav Sheshes. It says in the Torah, Michutz l'Pareiches Ha'edos Yarech Ha'isei. We're talking about the Menorah. Says the Medrash, another classic. I don't understand. Hashem told Aharon, go light the Menorah. Why did Hashem ask Aharon to light the Menorah? Push it, because Hashem's house, Kaviyachol,
is in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean that his house in the Beis HaMikdash, he wants Aharon to provide light, to provide electricity. But the Gemara says what? Hashem needs our light. When they saw the Midbar, the 40 years that were in the Midbar, they all went to the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of light. So if Hashem is the source of light, why now all of a sudden is he asking us for light? You want to know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to light the menorah? Not for him, but rather to say Eidos, to testify. This is our way of remembering that the Shechina is Shoyra B'Yisrael. The purpose of the menorah was Eidos Hi L'Boi Yoylam Shah Shechina Shoyra B'Yisrael. The Pnei Yeshua says that's why when Hashem brought the Nes of Chanukah, he used the menorah as the vehicle with which to perform this miracle, because the whole tachlis of the menorah always was Eidos Hi L'Boi Yoylam Shah Shechina Shoyra B'Yisrael. So when the Yidden were going through their very dark period and Hashem wanted to send a message to them that don't worry, the Shechina is there. How did Hashem send the message? He didn't send it through the menorah. He didn't send it through the Mizbeach. He didn't send it through the Shulchan. The way he sent it was through the menorah. The menorah, whose whole essence is Eidosi L'Boi Yoylam, Sha'ashchina Shaira B'Yisrael. That was the befitting vehicle with which to send this miracle. But the Gemara says, my Eidos, where exactly was the Eidos? Is there something specific about the menorah that was the Eidos? I'm a Rav, yes, Ner Maravi. This is the famous Ner Maravi. There's a big machloikis. What exactly or which Ner was the Ner Maravi? But for now, let's just refer to it as the Ner Maravi. What was unique about the Ner Maravi? So when the Kohen would light the menorah, he would put the same amount of oil in the Ner Maravi as he put in all the other Neros. Yet, at the same time, what happened was the Kohen Gadol would light the menorah at night, every single day. So at night, that's when he would light the menorah. And the next morning he would come, and the Neros were extinguished, and he would be mate of the Neros. He would clean it out. But miraculously, every single morning, when the Kohen Gadol came to be mate of the Neros, what he would find is that one of the Neros was still lighting, and that was the Ner Maravi. And it was very big chiddush, because he didn't put more oil into the Ner Maravi. The same amount of oil that he put in all the Neros, that's how much oil he put in the Ner Maravi. Yet for some reason, that one Ner, that one candle, used to light longer than all the other Neros. That was an unbelievable miracle. Not just that, and here's the punchline as it relates to our Gemara, Umimena Hoya Madlik, when he would come back at night, the Kohen Gadol, and he would light the menorah again. He would use the Ner Maravi as the source of light for all the other Neros. And after he lit the other Neros, that's when he was mative the Neros of the Ner Maravi. What's the point? The point is that the Kohen Gadol is using the Ner Maravi as the source of all the other Neros. What's going on over here? How's the Kohen Gadol going and taking from the Ner Maravi to the other Neros? He's obviously going Mishraga Lishraga. And not only is he going from one light to the other night, not only is he being Madlik Miner Liner, but he's obviously using an intermediary. There had to be a Shamus, because this is all in a menorah. You can't bend the menorah now. So obviously you're using something in between. So the Gemara says, Kasha, it's a Kasha on who? It's a Kasha on Rav. Who holds the Kasha bein l'man da'amar, mishum bizuye mitzvah, who bein l'man da'amar, mishum b'chushay mitzvah. Rav said, ey, madlikim in Ar-Lener. What do you mean? They did it in the Beis HaMikdash. So why shouldn't you be able to do a Ner Chanukah? The whole Ner Chanukah is a mashal, ben benoishal mashal of what went on the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And here you see they did it. Not only did they do it, but it seems like they even did it through the intermediary. So whether you hold mishum bizuye mitzvah, you hold mishum b'chushay mitzvah, either way it's going to be shver. But the Gemara says, no, tirgum rapapa b'psilas aruchas. Maybe the psiles, the wicks in the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash were very, very long, and because they were so long, you were actually able to be madlik directly miner l'ner. So the Gemara says, okay, so if l'man da'amar mishum mekhushe mitzvah kasha, so it's not a kasha if you hold bizoy mitzvah, because if you hold bizoy mitzvah, we said then it would be okay to go from one ner to the other ner directly, not through an intermediary. But at the same time, even if it's not shver, according to the l'man da'amar that holds bizoy mitzvah, but isn't it still shver if you hold a kushe mitzvah? So the Gemara says, yeah, kasha. And in fact, we leave it with a kasha, and we will stop here. We'll just speak out two shorter ha'aris, not as intense as the last few days, but two shorter ha'aris as it relates to today's daf, as it relates to Chanukah. The first ha'ara is that the Gemara began with a braisa, and not just any braisa, but
the Braisa with a hey idea. My Chanukah did tanu rabbanon.
What's unique about the 8 days of Chanukah? No espedim, there's no tanesim.
What's the background? What's the rest of the story?
Because when the Yevanim entered the Heichel, they made all the oils of the Heichel tamei.
When the Chashminam defeated the Yevanim, all the oil was deemed to be tamei, and the only oil that they were able to find that they didn't think was tamei was the oil of the Kohen Gadol.
Problem is, was this one pach shemen, but it only had lahadlik yoimechad. Nasa b'neis, a miracle happened. V'edliku mimen.
And it didn't just light for one night, but it actually lit for 8 days. And this was an unbelievable miracle. Number one, it was clearly Shalaki Derech HaTeva, but really what it did was it gave the Jews enough time for them to be able to produce new oil. Right? What was the significance of that 8 days? Because the Yidden were Tomei Tumas Meis. I mean that they were Tomei Tumas Meis, it was going to take for them to be Tahar, and only afterwards would they be able to go and make new shemen, shemen that would be tar. The problem is it takes a full week, it takes 7 days to become tar from Tumas Meis. So they needed this week, and during that week there was going to be no menorah, but Hashem made a miracle, there was,
l'shana acheres, the following year, kivom v'asomim yavim toivim b'halal v'idah. They went, the chachamim did, and they were kiveya these days as days of halal and days of haidah. The Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, Beis, Gimel, he brings this brisa, albeit with some slight variations. When the Rambam brings that because of this miracle, the Chachamim were kaveya these days as special days, so the Rambam says like this, Umepnei zeh, because of this, Hiskinu Chachamim Shabbat Yisadar, Sheyiyu Shmoinas Hayomim O'elu, Shetchilosa Min Leil Chamisha Ve'esrim Bekislev, Yimei Simcha Ve'halel.
So the Rambam brings the Braisa and he says that the last line of the Braisa, because of this, they were kaveya these days as special days. What was special about these days? Yemei Simcha v'halal. What does our Gemara say? V'asom yomim toivim v'halal v'hoidah.
The Rambam's lashon is a little bit different. It was Yemei Simcha v'halal, and I saw in the Rosh Hashiva of Yeruchim Olshin, Sefer on Chanukah, Yereich l'mayadim,
he brings that the Achroinim all discuss where the Rambam knew that they were kaveya the days not only as a time of halal and hoidah, meaning halal, we should say halal, and we should say al anisim, but that they should be yemei simcha v'halal. Where did the Rambam get that they're yemei simcha? And he talks about it in the Drush Chelik of a Sefer in Maimer Vav, and in Maimer Zayin, and he has different biurim to explain, to find a makar, where the Rambam saw yemei simcha, meaning in the Gemara, it just sounds like these are days where you're supposed to say halal, and these are days where you're supposed to say al anisim. The Rambam's defining the days as Yemei Simcha. Where did the Rambam get it from that they should be Yemei Simcha? So I was thinking maybe you could say one Poshita Machshava. And that is that the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, in Simin Tov Reish Ayin. So the Mechaber in Sivkot and Beis says as follows. Ribui hasu'udoi shemarvim bahem. The fact that people have Chanukah parties and there's many Sudeis that people have in Chanukah, Heim Sudeis HaRishos, the old Sudeis HaRishos, Shaloi Kavam LeMishta V'Simcha, because the days were never instituted as Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, or Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, Halul V'Hoidah, but now Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. So despite the fact that there's so many Chanukah parties and there's many Sudeis, says the Mechaber, already addressing it in his time, you should know, Ribu Yasu'udois, the many parties are Sudais HaRishos, they're not a Sudais Mitzvah. Says the Ramah, the Yesh HaEmrim, some say, Sheyesh Ktsas Mitzvahs B'Riboy HaSudais. Could be there is a little bit of a Mitzvah. So, not Sudais Mitzvah literally, but Yesh Ktsas Mitzvah. It's a little bit of a Sudais Mitzvah. Mishum, and the reason is, the Ba'isan Ayamim Hoye Chanukah Samizbeach. Because in those days, there was Chanukah Samizbeach. And it's for that reason, V'noyag in loymers mirois u'shvachois besudei shemarben ben, and va'oz, says the Ramah, then for sure have you Sudais Mitzvah, it's going to end up being a Sudais Mitzvah. So says the Ramah that even though, really, it wasn't a time that anything happened for which it should be a Sudas Mitzvah, but says the Ramah, that being that Pa'osin Ayamim Hoye Chanukah Samizbeach, so it's for that reason that is an inyan for it to be a little bit of a Sudas Mitzvah. And the truth is, in order to fully appreciate the rest of the story as it relates to what the Ramah is referring to, There's a medrash. The medrash is in the Psikta Rabasi. The medrash says as follows. We know that when was the Mishkan completed? What was the Yom Chanukah Sam Mishkan? Vayi b'Yom Hashmini. The eighth day. What does it mean, the eighth day? That eighth day really wasn't the eighth day of the week, obviously. It wasn't the eighth day of the month. The Vayi b'Yom Hashmini was referring to the eighth day of when the Mishkan was erected. The Mishkan was erected at the last week of Chodesh Adar. During that last week, Moshe Rabbeinu was served as the Kohen Gadol. It's what's known as the Shivas Yemei Amaluin. Vayi b'Yom Hashmini, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu passed over the torch. He was only destined to be the Kohen Gadol for 7 days, and he handed it over to Aharon, and then Aharon HaKohen became the Kohen Gadol. So the Yom Chanukah HaMishkan was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, literally right now. The days, the Inyan of the Yom. But Chazal say that really the Mishkan was completed a lot earlier. You know when the Mishkan was completed? It was completed b'chof hei kislev. Meleches ha-mishkan nigmura b'chof hei kislev, says the Psikta Rabasi. Elo she'himtin HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'kamasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed off the date. Meaning, the date was supposed to be chof hei kislev, Hashem said, we're not ready for it yet. And he pushed it off a month, another month, another month. He pushed it off ad Nisan. Why Chodesh Nisan? Because that was the month she'noilad by Yitzchak. It's Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm a Baal Choyv. Olai v'shalim l'kislev. I owe kislev. Because really, the Chanukah HaMishkan was supposed to be on Chaf Hei Kislev. But Hashem pushed it off. He had a Cheshbin. The Cheshbin was Chodesh Nisan. That's when Yitzchak HaTzadik was born. That's when the Mishkan is going to be completed. But he said, I'm a Baal Choy, the Shilim Le Chanukah is Beis Chashmenoi. So what did Hashem do? He made it up with the Chanukah of the Beis Chashmenoi. So really, Chaf Hei Kislev was supposed to be Chanukah. It was supposed to be the Chanukah. It was supposed to be the Chanukah HaMishkan of the Mishkan. But it didn't happen because of a Cheshbin that Hashem had. There was some ulterior motive. So Hashem said, but I'm a Baal Choy. I owe Chaf Hei Kislev. Chaf Hei Kislev was supposed to be that day. I have an obligation to make up. So what am I going to do? Years later, not in the Mishkan, not Noiv and Givoy, not in Shiloh, not in Gilgal, not by Yisrishon, during Bayis Sheni, in the second Beis HaMikdash, at the very, very end of the Tkufos that we had of real Hashroyos Hashchina, Hashem said there's going to be a Chanukah after the story of the Yevonim, and now Chav Hei Kislev, that day that was supposed to be the Yom Chanukah HaMishkan, instead it became a different Chanukah. Either way, so the date, Chof Hei Kislev, was a date that was already etched in stone to be Yemei Chanukah, not just in the times of Bayis Sheni, but it traces itself all the way back to the Mishkan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Baal Chayv, so to speak, and that's why this date, not coincidentally, was picked as the day for us to celebrate Chanukah. So I was thinking that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Baal Chayv on Chof Hei Kislev, as if to say, Chof Hei Kislev had a Koyach HaTayinah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I was supposed to be the day you owe me one. So Hashem said, fine, I'm going to make it up. So he made it up with Bayis Sheni. Chazal say, it's a Gemara Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yudah Amud Beis. The Pasuk says, Vayihi Bayoyim Hashmini, Tanya, Oysei Ayoyim, that day, the day of Chanukah HaMishkan, Hoysa Simcha Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Yoyim Shenivru Bay Shamayim Varuch. There was so much Simcha Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was literally Ki Yoyim Shenivru Bay Shamayim Varuch. Ksiv Hach, it says over here, Vayihi Bayoyim Hashmini. Fiksiv Hasam, and it says, Vayiyer Vayi Bay Ki Yoyim Echad. So Vayiyer Vayi Bay Ki Yoyim Echad is Yoyim Briya Sa'olam, Yoyim Shenivru Bay Shamayim Varuch, and it says over here, Vayihi Bayoyim Hashmini. So we're somehow equating the two. Melamed, you see from there, that Oysei HaYoyim, Hoysa Simcha Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Yoyim Shenivru Bay Shamayim Varet. Now, if the day of Chanukah HaMishkan was supposed to be Chof Hei Kislev, that means Chof Hei Kislev was supposed to be one of the happiest days of the year, of all time. It was supposed to be a Yoyim Simcha. It was supposed to be Simcha Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Yoyim Shenivru Bay Shamayim Varet. If Hashem was a Baal Chayv, and Hashem had to give Chof Hei Kislev what he had taken away from it, that means that Hashem owed Chof Hei Kislev not only that it be a day of Chanukah, a day of Chanukah's HaMizbeach, but also that it be a day of Simcha. Because had the Yoyim Chanukah's HaMishkan been on Chof Hei Kislev, then it would have been a Yoyim Simcha. So much simcha ki yom shenivru by shemayim v'aretz. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Baal Chayv, not only on making it a day of Chanukah, but also on making it a day of simcha. Maybe that's how Chazal knew. Maybe this was the Rambam's Giloy, that Yom Chanukah Chof Hei Kislev has to be a day of simcha. It had to be a day of simcha, because this is all part of
of the chayv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had. Maybe the makar to the Yom Simcha is not in the braisa of Megillas Tainus that the Gemara brought in today's daf and Shabbos daf Chafalov on the base. Maybe the makar is in that psikta rabasi, where the psikta rabasi says, you want to know why chafei kislev? It's because Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu alay l'shalim l'kislev v'shilim l'chanukas beis chashmenor. So included in what Hashem had to pay up was the Yom Simcha. So maybe that's what the Rambam saw, that chafei kislev also has to be a Yom Simcha. Now I know it has to be a Yom Simcha, because if this is a piroyon of what would have, could have, and should have been had the Chanukas HaMishkan been on chafei kislev, then included in that would have to be that it's a Yom Simcha. That's the first aura. The second aura is, Chazal say, this is a very well-known medrash. It's a medrash rabbah in Parshas Bereshis. The medrash says, Rab Shimon ben Lakish posa kariya begolias. One of the first psukim in the Torah. Va'aretz hoysa soyu v'vayu v'choshech al p'nei sahay. And Rab Shimon ben Lakish said that pasuk is all a remez to the four golias, the four times that the Yidden would go in golas. Va'aretz hoysa soyu is referring to golas bavel. Uvayu is referring to golas madai. V'choshech is referring to golas yavon. Al Pnei Sahaim, that's referring to the Golos of Mamleches Harisha. It's referring to the Golos of Edom, the Roman Empire that destroyed the second Beis Hamikdash. That pasuk Va'aretz Oisa Soyu V'Vayu V'Choshech Al Pnei Sahaim is all a remez to the four Goliaths, the four kingdoms that took the Yidden into Golos. And it always bothered me that why is Choshech Zu Yavon? Meaning every Golos is Choshech, every Geula is Ar. You can always use darkness to describe galus. In fact, Chazal used darkness to describe galus. And it's true for every galus. Doesn't matter if you're in this galus or if you're in that galus. If the Yidden happen to be in Bavel or if they're in Persia. Galus is always choshech. Yet Chazal said, Va'aretz hoysa soyu is Bavel. Vayu is Madai. Al pnei sahayim is Mamlechus Harisha. It's only Yavon that's choshech. It would seem to be some unique association and affiliation and correlation between darkness and Yavon. And the question, I think, begs itself, the obvious question, that is, that what's this special correlation between choshech and Yavon? Why more choshech and Yavon versus choshech and all the other galias? So I was thinking like this, that the truth is that there was something very, very unique about Golus Yavon versus all the other Golias. And that is, Golus Yavon happened when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Golus Yavon took place Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayim. Golus Bavel, the first of the Golias that Rish Lakish mentioned. So that was defined by the fact that the Babylonians destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash. It was Golus in the sense that the Yidden were living in Eretz Yisrael. They were Geulim, and for the first time, the entire nation was thrown out of the land. Literally, from when Yeshua ben Nun, Elazar Kohen Gadol, and Pinchas led the Jews into Eretz Yisrael, 40 years after they left Mitzrayim, up until Churban Bayis Rishon, there was no such thing that there were no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. That was the first time the Jews were always thrown out. Da'aseres HaShvatim, yeah, but that was only a percentage of the Jews. Here the entire nation was taken out. Golus Bavel was defined by Churban Bayis Rishon. Parus Umadai, so they continued in the ways of Golus Bavel. The Purim story, which happened when the Yidden were living in Shushan and in Persia, and that's the definition, that's usually what you think of when you think of Golus Parus Umadai. The Romans, they destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. When you think of Golus Edom, you think of the Holocaust, you think of the Spanish Inquisition, you think of the Crusades. This is all Golus. Golus Yavon happened when the Yidden were in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, it's true, they came in, Vitimu Kol Hashmanim, but at the end of the day, there was a Beis HaMikdash, right? At the end of the day, there was a Beis HaMikdash. In fact, the Vilna Gaon that we spoke of not so long ago, in his Pirush on Esther, so he compares and contrasts, right? Usually we're told not to compare, but the Vilna Gaon compared. He compared the Purim story and the Hanukkah story. The Nes of Purim and the Nes of Hanukkah. And the Vilna Gaon makes an observation. He says that even though the story of Hanukkah would seem to be more miraculous as far as miracle goes than the story of Purim. The story of Purim was a story of epic Hashgacha Pratis. But the story of Hanukkah, there were things happening Shaloka Derech HaTeva. Rabim Miad Miatim. The Jews were the heavy underdogs, yet they were able to defeat the Yavanim. The story of the Shemen, that it lit for 8 nights and they saw Shechina Shair B'Yisrael. There were things happening Shaloka Derech HaTeva. But the Goyen says the Purim story was a bigger miracle. Says, you know why? Because the Purim story happened when the Yidden were in Golus, whereas the story of Hanukkah happened when the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael. And the Goyen says that a Nes Shebe Eretz Yisrael, Einai Chiddush Kol Kach.
Such a chiddush that Hashem performed a miracle in the Yidu in Eretz Yisrael. That's what's supposed to happen when you're in Eretz Yisrael. Miracles are supposed to happen. So the Goyen says that the Nes of Eretz Yisrael ain't a chiddush kol kach. And as a result, he says the Purim miracle, even though it was more bederech hateva than the Chanukah miracle, is a bigger chiddush because it happened in Chutz La'aretz. So I always thought that the Nes of Chanukah is ain't a chiddush kol kach. But you know what's a chiddush? The Golos of Chanukah is a chiddush kol kach. How do you understand the Golos? If the Yidu were in Eretz Yisrael, then doesn't that by definition mean that it's a contradiction? Doesn't that by definition mean that it's a contradiction to Golos? So how do you even understand Golos Yavan? Golos Yavan happened when the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael. If they were in Eretz Yisrael, what makes it a Golos? Right now we're in Golos. Why? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So we don't have it the way we're supposed to have it. But once upon it, in the times of Chanukah, the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael. They had a Beis HaMikdash. They were Kehanim. They were bringing Karbonis every day. So what made Golos Yavan? What defined it as a Golos? The Gemara in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, discusses a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'afkam zois b'yosim be'eretz oveim." Even when the Yidden are going to be be'eretz oveim, loy ma'astim v'loy ga'altim l'chaloisam l'hafer b'si'itam k'ani Hashem alokeim. And this is one of the great nechamas that Hashem ever gave the Yidden. He said that even when the Yidden are going to be be'eretz oveim, no worries, I'll never forget about you. Loy ma'astim v'loy ga'altim, you'll never be disgusting to me. You'll never be megual l'chaloisam. I'll never destroy you l'hafer b'si'itam. It doesn't matter what the situation is. Loy ma'astim v'loy ga'altim l'chaloisam. And the Gemara brings a braisa. The Gemara says, Tana, Loi Ma'astim is referring to the Yemei Kazdim, the times of Bavel. Shemaditi lehem Daniel, Hanani Mishal Vazaria. Hashem says, I gave you Daniel, I gave you Hanani Mishal Vazaria. They were there to protect you. Veloi Ga'altim is Yemei Yavanim, it's referring to the times of Yavanim. Shemaditi lehem Shimon HaTzadik, Chashmina Yuvana, Matasio Kohen Gadol. Lechaloisan is Yemei Haman. Either way, the Gemara goes and darshans the entire brisa. The Marsha asks a bum bakasha on this Gemara. Loi ma'astim is referring to the times of the Kastian. Veloi ga'altim is referring to the times of the Yavanim. Loi ga'altim is the Yavanim. Freit the Marsha. Read the beginning of the pasuk. Va'af gam zois bihoisam be'eretz oveim. The pasuk is describing a time when the Yidden are going to be be'eretz oveim. If the Yidden are going to be be'eretz oveim, this is not Chanukah. This can't be talking about the Yemei of the Yavanim. By the Yavanim, they were be'eretz oveim. They were in Eretz Yisrael. So if they were in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't be'eretz oveim. What do you mean va'af gam zois be'eretz be'eretz oveim? Like ga'altim is be'yemei yavanim. If it was be'eretz oveim, it couldn't have been be'yemei yavanim. Says the Marsha in Chiddushi Agadis, af al gat b'hai kra be'eretz oveim k'siv. So how could it be yavanim? Yesh loymar. Kivan d'hoya oz memshelis yavanim aleim gam be'eretz Yisrael be'eretz oveim mikri. The Yavanim had such a koyach that even though the Yidden were living be'eretz oveim, they were able to make, even though they were living in Eretz Yisrael, they were able to make the Yidden as if they were living be'eretz oveim. The Yidden were living in Ur. They were living in Geula. They had a Beis HaMikdash. There was a Kohen Gadol. They were bringing karbanos. But the koyach of the Yavanim was for it to go and become an Eretz oveim. That's Golus Yavan. You know what Golus Yavan was? Golus Yavan was, it was a Zman of Geula. But they went into a time of Geula, in a time when there was so much ire in the world. And what they did was they put blinders on the Jews. It was Choshech Zu Yavan. It didn't allow them to see. Every Golus is Choshech. Golus by definition is Choshech. But the Choshech that is every Golus is a Choshech that comes because there is no Ur. It's the Choshech Haba Meheder Ha'ur. What was unique about the Choshech of Yavan was that they came in a time where there was Ur. There was Ur, but they didn't let the Yidden see the Ur. They didn't let them appreciate the Ur that they had. They went ahead and they influenced the Jews with their culture. They made the Yidden feel like the grass is greener on the other side. They made them feel like they're living in Choshech when they were living in Ur. It could have been Ur. They had a Beis HaMikdash, they had everything. But they didn't feel it. And the reason they didn't feel it was because of the koyach of choshech. Choshech zuar. What came to mind was the Ramban in Parashas Bo. The Ramban, when he describes makas choshech. So he says, what was the makah of choshech? Ki lo yehoye zeh ha-choshech afisas oir ha-shemesh. It wasn't the choshech you get when there is no oir.
Rather, it was like a thick cloud that came down from Shemayim. That's what it was. Says the Ramban. It was so powerful that it was mechabe the ner. He said, because otherwise, Frank the Ramban, why didn't the Mitzrim just light candles? They should have lit candles, and it would have been fine. He says, you know why they didn't light candles? Because they couldn't. Because this was a thick choshech. He says, kasher b'chola chafiroi so amukais, if you go to very deep places sometimes, u'b'chom mekoymes ha-choshech ha-otzim lo yiskayim ha-ner. There are places where a ner won't have any kiyum. And then he says, kasher hu b'yom ha-kainos, there are places in the ocean where it's like that. Ke'idus Rabbi Avram, referring to the Ibn Ezra, of course, he says, Ibn Ezra already testified that there are places like that. That was the choshech of Yavon. Every galus is choshech, but every galus is the choshech that comes because there's no arm in mail of this choshech. The chiddush of the choshech of Yavon was that this was a choshech ha-mechabe kol ner, kasher b'chol ha-chafir eiso ha-mukos, u'b'chol mekoymes ha-choshech ha-otzum that lo yiskayim ha-ner. The Yidden had neiros, they had fire, they were lighting the menorah, there was a base ha-mikdash, but the choshech of Yavon was unique. They went dafka in a time of ar, and they made it feel as if they were living be'eretz oveyeh. They made it feel as if it was Eretz Avim. That was the chiddush of Galus Yavin. The Gra said that the Ness of Chanukah wasn't such a chiddush. It was the Galus that was a chiddush. That's maybe the specific and the unique type of choshech that's symbolic in Galus Yavin. Either way, that's what Yavin represents. It represents this R, but they put choshech on our eyes. Chshichu einayim, they don't let us see.